getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Well, here we go again, ladies and gentlemen, against all odds. We are back to do another one of the amazing Tim Zumpa Hour programs here on your radios and your computers and your smartphones and web apps and, I don't know, wherever the heck you happen to be listening to the show this week. Glad to have you along once again. Here we go. It's amazing. The odds of this show being as successful as it has been boggles the mind sometimes. And we have all you to thank for that. So, hey, thanks. Sitting amongst a mess doing the show this week, I have unboxed boxfuls of records. I literally have stacks of records around me on the floor that are about a foot and a half high. They're all 45s, of course, so if you bump them, the whole stack falls over, and it makes a big giant mess. And I got this antique record player over here. I thought, I'll buy this. Maybe I can fix it up. So I got that over here disassembled in 1,000 parts and cords and wires everywhere. And tools over here on this, every square inch of counter space is taken up with junk this week. But I managed to clear off the turntables, and by golly, we're going to have a Noompa Hour if it kills me. So let's kick off with Raspberry Reynolds Polka Band. Here's the Freckle Face Polka. Is the Freckle Face Polka there from Raspberry Reynolds Polka Band on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Off and rolling with another edition of the program. Big stack of polka records sitting here just waiting to be played on the show today. So we're just going to see how many we could jam. Look at that. Did I really not put last week's record away? Let me look here in the pile. Look at that. Here's last week's record sitting right here in a big pile. Tell you the truth, I haven't put any of them away for weeks and weeks and weeks. I put them back on the shelf, but I don't sort them out where they're supposed to go and put them back. One day I'm going to have to just come in and do that. Tidy things up, get things a little organized around here. But today is not the day. Michelob's Polka is up next. I suppose it's Michelob's Polka. Like the beer. How do you spell the beer? Michelob's. M-I-C-H-E-L-O-B-S. Michelob's Polka. I don't know about that. We'd probably have to check with the Gary Kant Orchestra to find out for sure. Thank you. That's the Gary Kent Orchestra, Michelob's Polka, here on Tibbs Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show, as we do every week, hanging out here and spinning the records on the program. I just noticed the upcoming record has a big scratch in it, which adds to the authenticity of the record-playing experience. Don't you think? I think so. Let's just roll right into this one, shall we? We have the Wisconsin Club Polka next. It's Corky Horban and the Belvedere's. Remember the Belvedere? Was the Plymouth Belvedere? That was the car. I can only imagine that the band had to be named after the car, I would think, huh? There you go, the Wisconsin Club Polka here at Tim's Oompa Hour with Corky Horban and the Belvedere's on the show today. And I just realized we are like 10 minutes into the show. What are we, 3 or 4 records into the show? We haven't played a record with any singing in it yet. We're gonna rectify that here in just a matter of seconds after I talk to you for just a moment about a World of Accordions museum in Superior, Wisconsin, and invite you to stop by and pay him a visit. I know you're making your travel plans now. You're thinking about what you're going to do this spring, where you're going to go this summer, what do you got cooking, and you might want to make a stop in Superior, Wisconsin. The Duluth-Superior area has a lot more to offer than just the World of Accordions Museum, but that is a pretty cool reason to stop there. Over 1,400 accordions and concertinas and whatnot on display, a beautiful concert hall in which they have many fabulous concerts. They have all sorts of summer events, jam sessions, and events out on the lawn and outdoors and in the parking lot and inside, and memorabilia displays and workshops. And in fact, one of the only places in the world where there's an accordion and concertina technicians repair school. Check it out. They're online. worldofaccordions.org is where you can find more information. Check out their calendar events they have coming up for 2017. A lot of fun stuff going on. You will enjoy it if you're a fan of that type of music Obviously, like if you're an electric guitar fan, you might feel a little weird there. But for the rest of you, come on over and enjoy it. And then head on up the North Shore of Lake Superior and take in all the sights up that way, too. Check it out, worldofaccordions.org on the interwebs, all right? It is high time that we got around to a song that had some singing in it on the show this week. I don't know how that happened. Don Peachy and the orchestra, She Don't Wanna.
Just want her to be nice and chummy with me, but she don't wanna, she don't wanna. I just want her to be kind of friendly with me, but she don't wanna, she don't wanna. Oh, I plead and beg for just one little kiss, but that hard-boiled egg just sits there like this. We could have so much fun, but it takes more than one, and she don't wanna, she don't wanna. See what we couldn't do, but she don't wanna, she don't wanna.
Don Peachy and the band there, She Don't Wanna, here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. As long as we're playing songs with singing in them, how about the Dance With Me polka with the Milan Rakonovic Orchestra?
Dance with me.
have the Dance With Me Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show right here, the Milan Rakanovic Orchestra doing that one for us on the show this week. And now I have a record that I just found digging through a box full of records. I mean, like, literally, just found this one. It's Johnny Budd and his orchestra. It's on the Kogut record label, K-O-G-U-T. And it's an oldie. I can just tell by the record that it's got to be from the 50s. And not only that, it's on red vinyl. It's a very pretty record. It's sparkly red. And here's the Yadja Polka.
Byłem w miasteczku jednego dnia, spotkałem dziewczę, była piękna, wymalowana jak laleczka. Kochana, kochana jest Jadzia, takiem zakochał się w niedzielę. O rączkę prosić teraz muszę, Jadziu kochana pozostaj mą, moją wesołą będziesz żoną.
Jadzia, Jadzia, nie bój się, będę dobrym dla ciebie. Jadzia, Jadzia, nie bój się, kochać będę cię zawsze. Jadzia, Jadzia, nie bój się, będę dobrym dla ciebie. Jadzia, Jadzia, nie bój się, kochać będę cię zawsze.
Jadzia wnet matki tak pytała, jakie to życie jest żona te. Matka tak Jadzi odpowiada, jeżeli kochasz go nie bój się. Jadzia nareszcie do Jaśka szła, bo mu powiedzieć, że go chciała. Jaśku kochany będę twoją, pozostam na zawsze twą żoną.
Jadzia, Jadzia, nie bój się, będę dobrym dla ciebie. Jadzia, Jadzia, nie bój się, kochać będę cię zawsze. Jadzia, Jadzia, nie bój się, będę dobrym dla ciebie. Jadzia, Jadzia, nie bój się, kochać będę cię zawsze.
The Yadja Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Johnny Budd and the orchestra here on the show on a beautiful red-colored record there. Too bad you can't see it. Just imagine a red translucent record going around on the record player. Very spiffy. I don't even have a sleeve for that one. It's a big stack of records with no cover for the record to go in. So I'll have to scrape one up from some lesser record that I can exchange it for. How's weather in northern Minnesota? I know you're asking yourself. I've kind of been including weather reports in the show every week. I don't know why. You don't care. You're all over the country. But it was weird because we had rain the beginning of the week. It was like 50, 60 degrees and raining, which is unheard of here in northern Minnesota in February. Fortunately, that quit after a couple of days. Now it's back to the normal, you know, 7 degrees overnight and maybe 20 degrees during the day. And all the rain and snow that came down turned into frozen slush ice ruts all over. So that's kind of fun. But it's a beautiful sunshiny day today as I overlook beautiful downtown Bovee here from our studio window. So, hey, what can you say? Spring will get here. What do we got here? Oh, Bernie White. We have not played Bernie White and the band doing Hot Pretzels for a long time because that's another one of those records that I always think everybody's heard this a billion times. Why would you want to hear it again? But it is. It's a polka classic. Bernie White and his polka band. Here's Hot Pretzels. Thank you. White and his polka band there, Hot Pretzels on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. That's one of those records where everybody pretty much has that in their record stack because they sold a lot of them. It's got the Glahe Musette Orchestra on the other side doing the Beer Barrel Polka. Heck, maybe we'll play the other. Should we just play the other side? That would be completely spontaneous, unplanned record playing here on the show this week. We can do that, I think. The Glahe Musette Orchestra. I got to get it on the record player live. See, normally I'm putting a record on the other record player while the other record player is playing, so you don't get to hear this transitional moment where you flip over the record and play the other side. But I'm telling you, you know, a lot of radio shows these days, when they do them, the guy who's hosting the show just goes in and reads a script, and he's, and now we're going to hear a tune from the Beatles, and then a song, and now we're going to hear from, you know, Arthur Fiedler and the Boston Pops, or whatever it is, and he just reads the script, and then some little peon engineer guy just splices the songs in with the guy's introductions. So the guy does the show in, like, you know, 5 or 10 minutes for an hour show, and there's no spontaneity. Whereas the Oompa Hour, now obviously you're hearing a recording because this is carried all over the country at different times, different stations, and I'm doing the show live, but I'm sitting in a studio doing this actually live. And if I mess up, it's in there because we don't go back and edit it and fix it. This is the real deal here. So we need to, now I forgot what I was going to play. Ah, yes, the Glahe Musette Orchestra doing the Beer Barrel Polka, the flip side of Bernie White's Hot Pretzels that we just heard. So let's see this is an actual needle. See, hear that? That's, remember that? You'd get that sound when you'd scrape the dirt balls off your needles before you'd play a record. So let's flip it over here and do the Beer Barrel Polka as long as we can, huh?
Thank you.
There you go, the Glahe Musette Orchestra with the Beer Barrel Polka. Here at Tim Zumpa Hour, it's your old-time oldie show. That's what you call spontaneous polka playing today here on the show. That's just fine. We'll add that one to the stack. Now, here in Minnesota, we have potholes, and I know everybody complains about potholes. You people in Texas, you people in San Francisco, you people out there in Florida, you don't know potholes. Because what happens here in up in the States where you get snow and you get ice and stuff like that, like we just had, for example, it poured rain earlier this week. It was 7 degrees when I got up this morning. So here's what happens is that rain goes into all the cracks in the sidewalks and the streets and the intersections where there's cracks in the road. And then the cold comes back and it freezes that. You know what happens when water freezes? It expands and it busts the roads and it busts the sidewalks. And any place there was a crack that water got into and it was still water there when it froze, it breaks it to smithereens. We have potholes that are as big as cars in this state. So it's just, wheel alignment is a very popular gift item up here, a gift certificate for wheel alignments and tie rod replacements and things like that. And I mention this only because we have Marta Mwiskiewicz over here on turntable number one doing a little song called Our Car Does the Pothole Polka.
We turn to the left, turn to the right, I hear any minute, we drove out the side. But cause the bigger and deeper each day, our tie is a flat, but the rims are okay. Our car can do the pothole polka. You want to see, it isn't easy. Our car just does the pothole polka and scares the air right out of me. It's hard to see potholes whenever it rains. This were at the rock cruise and just call the names. Our heads hit the roof, so I jam on the brakes. Sometimes we go airborne, if that's what it takes. Our car can do the pothole polka. You have to see, it isn't easy. Our car just does the pothole polka and scares the air right out of me.
Does the pothole polka. If you're in Minnesota, man, everybody's car does the pothole polka. Marta Mwiskiewicz here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Funny thing is, of course, that record came from Portage, Pennsylvania, actually. And I imagine that they also have plenty of potholes there, too. Any place where you get snow and ice and it water and freezing and bad stuff happens. All right, now, as you know, we always like to include a waltz in every show, and I figured I better do that before I forget about it. So I pulled out the Frankie Kramer Orchestra. Here's the Wandering Waltz.
Was way back when I said I love you. We had to part, but not for long, dear. With hopes and dreams just meant for me to. 'Twas then I knew I needed you. Thank you.
started. 'Twas then I knew I would return.
There we go, a little waltzing for you there with the Frankie Kramer Orchestra and the Wandering Waltz here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. I'm going to warn you now, another waltz is coming up in the program. It's a two-waltz kind of week. I don't know why. Because I had two good waltz records in the stack, I guess, is the reason for that. So, what is with toothpaste lately? By the way, I would just like to say, I started a new tube of toothpaste here this week, and it didn't taste right to me. Yeah, and I thought maybe it's defective or something. And I thought, well, maybe I accidentally bought a different flavor that I normally buy. I don't know, but it wasn't right anyway. But since I started the new tube, I wanted to buy another one when I was in the store today, so I have the next one ready, because it's a bummer if you run out and you don't have another one and you're using a pliers to squeeze the last of the toothpaste out of the tube. And I buy Sensodyne because it's good for sensitive teeth and repairs enamel and I don't know, all that blah, blah. And the boxes all look the same, and they have these little metallic colors on them, and they don't really explain what flavor it is. But I think I bought the non-sparkly blue one last time when I meant to buy the sparkly, metallic-y, shiny-looking blue tube. I'm not sure. There is too many kinds of toothpaste, and there's really two different kinds. Did you know that? I learned this myself. There's two different kinds of toothpaste. There's the good kind, and there's the mass-market kind. The mass market kind is your typical, you know, Crest and Colgate. And I don't know, do they still make Stripe anymore or Aquafresh or any of those? And then there's the expensive ones that cost about twice as much, like the Sensodyne and the other ones. And not only are they good for sensitive teeth, but they have a different kind of the fluoride that's in them, which is the only active ingredient in all toothpastes, no matter which ones you buy. Oh, incredible! ZX7 added to make your teeth sparkle! That's just a bunch of made-up marketing blah. It's the fluoride that's the only active ingredient, but there's two different kinds of fluoride, and I don't have the chemistry in front of me right now. But the more expensive toothpaste has what fluoride they used to put in many, many years ago, and it does a far better job of whitening and protecting and all that stuff than the other stuff. The difference is the old style, the better fluoride, the better ingredients don't keep as long. It's harder to make them taste yummy. The tubes have to be sealed under the cap in the store. There's a sealed thing you got to peel off because it'll actually spoil after a while, where the other stuff doesn't. You know, anything that doesn't ever spoil, you have to really wonder if that's any good for you. Anyway, I don't even know how we got to this, and I don't care, but read the toothpaste boxes. It's interesting. Sam Pugliano's Slovene Orchestra. Over here on Turntable 1, here's the Parkway Polka. is the Parkway Polka. Sam Pugliano and his orchestra here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. We're glad you're along with. I'm sure I've mentioned that, but I just want you to know that it's true. We're not kidding you about that. We're pretty darn thrilled that you tune in to listen to the show every week here. All right, I got Bernie Roberts in the orchestra up next here. This one says it's featuring Blondie on the vocals, and I don't think it's like Blondie as in Dagwood and Blondie. In fact, I'm pretty sure. But the tune is called You Can't Expect Kisses From Me. Expect Kisses From Me. There's Blondie with the Bernie Roberts Orchestra. Also not the rock and roll Blondie who sang The Tide Is High either. No connection whatsoever. I warned you now we would have another waltz on the show this week, so prepare yourself. Jerry Intihar is up here on turntable number one, and the That's Why You Remember Waltz.
Down and holding hands, tricycles and red.
All right. That's the end of the slow dancing for the show this week, huh? There you go. That's why you remember Jerry Intihar here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Coming up, we have one from the Polka Sharps right around the corner.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All righty, let's get back to the record players here. What do we got going on? Oh, yeah, the Polka Sharps are up next. They're going to sing about their Polish girlfriend.
I've got a Polish girlfriend. She looks a lot like you. She's kind of nice, pretty dark eyes. I love her and she loves me too. I want to call her sweetheart. She wants to take my name. It won't be long now, my Polish girlfriend, our name will be the same. It won't be long now, my Polish girlfriend, our name will be the same. Girlfriend, she looks a lot like you. She's kind of nice, pretty dark eyes. I love her and she loves me too. I want to call her sweetheart. She wants to take my name. It won't be long now, my Polish girlfriend, our name will be the same. It won't be long now, my Polish girlfriend, our name will be the same. We'll be right back.
you go. I got a Polish girlfriend. There's the Polka Sharps here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show, spinning great old-time records on the phonographs like we do every week on the show. And, this is embarrassing. I have no idea who's singing this next record because I didn't look at it. I went, oh, it's the Itsy Bitsy Polka. Hang on. I'm going to go look. Okay, it looks like... I can't read it because the words are too little. I'll tell you who sings it after we play the record because I don't remember. And the printing is so darn little, and it's like gray printing on a dark red label. It's very hard to see. Anyway, you may remember this as a big pop hit rock and roll record back in the 60s by a guy named Brian Hyland. But this is what happens when you old time it up a little bit.
Afraid to come out of the locker, she was as nervous as she could be. She was afraid to come out of the locker. She was afraid that somebody would see. It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. So in the locker she wanted to stay.
Grajcie, Rosowski, grajcie!
Afraid to come out of the water, and I wonder what she's going to do. Now she's afraid to come out of the water, and the poor little girl's turning blue. It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. So in the water she wanted to stay.
All right, there you go. That is the Itsy Bitsy Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, and that is Walt Sisolak and his musical ambassadors. I promise you I'd tell you who it was when we were done with it, and we're going to try to jam in one more song. I try to do this every week the last few weeks, and I've cut her pretty darn close every now and then, but let's just do it. Here's the Buffalo Brass and Polka Minor.
We'll be right back.
All right, there you go, a little polka minor. See, they were playing that with minor chords. Pretty tricky, huh? Buffalo Brass. Here at Tim Zumpa Hour, it's your old-time oldies show. And by golly, that's going to wrap up the show. And look at that, for the first time in a long time, we have managed to wrap up on time without trying to jam in the theme song at the end here. So, hey, hats off to me for timing it right for the first time in a month, huh?
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in beautiful downtown Bovee, Minnesota, brought to you by the International Polka Association and a World of Accordions Museum. We shall return to do it again next week. Yeah, all over again. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.